Jordan, vice captain for the games, how does that make you feel?
It was a great honour when Mark decided me to be vice captain, but I think it's just an added proud moment. But also, you know, I just want to be a part of the team and involved in the squad, and, you know, the more my leadership skills can develop along the way, then the better that'll be for me and the team. But, you know, I'm just obviously happy to be a part of the squad, and they're just extra bonuses along the way.
The average age of the squad seems to be around about 28 and no one's under 23. That experience is going to be a bit of a key part, isn't it, going into the games?
Yeah, I think when it comes to tournament football, you know, you need experienced players to help you, and obviously have probably been in them pressure moments before. And I think, you know, the more major tournaments you've been in at youth level or senior level, then the more prepared you are going to be.
As a player, how much of a difference does it make knowing the fact that you're in that squad now as opposed to a couple of weeks' time?
I'd like to say that it has relaxed us a little bit, but I think we're all still extra hungry to play well over the next few weeks and be ready for the Euros. You know, naming the squad early has just given us that extra kick to say, yes, you're in, but, you know, we still need to be working hard and stay focused on the Euros. And over the next few weeks, we need to really push ourselves to be ready.
England, one of the faves, those World Cup finals back in Canada up in the early hours. Do you feel there's an expectation on the side from people at home as a player?
Yeah, I think there is expectations now in England after doing so well in the World Cup. But I think as top players, you know, we want that. You know, we're obviously fourth in the world, and you don't get fourth in the world for no reason. So I think it's a good thing that people think we should be doing well. But I think as players ourselves anyway, you know, we want to put that pressure on ourselves, and we want to perform and do well in the Euros. And I think we're ready for that, and hopefully, you know, we'll perform when it comes to the time.
Obviously, the Euros in Holland, inspiring yet another whole generation of people who want to get involved. How much of that do you see week in, week out?
I think over the last few years, obviously, the women's game, it's incredible how much it's developed, and with the Euros being so local, I think that'll help promote the game, but also allow people to come over and watch. And I think, you know, the World Cup was an exciting time in England, even though it was so far away. So to know that there's a tournament, you know, only an hour away, I think that shows the excitement hopefully the fans will have, and they'll come over to support us.
10 weeks it is till the Scotland game, but you'll be taking every game as important as each other?
Yeah, of course. I mean, naturally, everyone has been talking about the Scotland game, but, you know, we're going to take every game exactly the same. You know, we want to be competitive, we want to play well, and we want to score goals. Naturally, the Scotland game will be an exciting first game, but, you know, that's the games we want to play in and we want to play for. And I think we're all looking forward to the tournament starting.